This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A quick corporate earnings update as we go on. Boeing reported today, as expected, the 737 MAX has cost that company billions, $18.6 billion to be exact. That in turn led to the plane maker's first annual loss in more than 20 years. Capitalism being capitalism, though, Boeing shares up 1.7% today with that Band-Aid ripped off. Starbucks reported yesterday, better than expected is the lingo. One reason? Sales of cold beverages like nitro cold brew and somehow even something called pumpkin cream cold brew, whatever that is. Those sales have been hot and a nice little pick-me-up for afternoon sales, typically a sleepy time for coffee joints. Afternoons, it turns out, are kind of a dead zone for a lot of food retailers. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on what some of them are doing to drum up business.
Getting consumers to spend between lunch and dinner has been a perennial challenge for restaurants, says consumer strategist RJ Hottavy with Morningstar. I mean, that's why we have happy hour, right?
Traditionally speaking, it's been more some sort of coupon or discount to drive people back in the afternoon.
Starbucks actually tried that approach for a while, offering discounts to morning customers if they returned the same day. But it wasn't all that effective until Starbucks found that sweet spot for menu items with special appeal in the afternoon.
It's the idea of snacking.
Alex Suskin teaches food and beverage management at Cornell, and he's seen a rush by restaurants in recent years to better cater to the growing appetite for small bites and pick-me-ups.
So it has to be something that they maybe can't normally get or they wouldn't normally get in the morning or in the regular, evening period.
From iced blended coffee drinks to absurd sounding limited edition fast food offerings like Dunkin's donut fries or Burger King's mac and Cheetos.
Cheetos flavor on the outside, creamy mac and cheese on the inside.
If that's not your idea of delicious, health and wellness foods are also driving afternoon sales, says Trevor Boomstra, a restaurant industry consultant with Alex Partners.
So you do see the kind of fizzy tea drinks being very popular, including like cold pressed juices as well. Sometimes energy drinks when people are looking for that recharge in the afternoon.
That's exactly where Starbucks has had success, offering that hit of afternoon energy with cold brews. And Boomstra says even if retailers can't get people into stores in the afternoon, they can bring the stores to consumers with more mobile ordering and delivery. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
Circling back to Starbucks real quick, earnings next quarter may well not be better than expected. The company said in its earnings announcement yesterday that it has closed more than half of its 4,000 stores in China because of the coronavirus.